Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. I'm so grateful to God to be able to share with you on this Sunday. It's been a pretty sunny week, but there's no denying that occasionally storms come into our lives. The question is, how do we weather them? A great Buddhist master, Pema Chodron, has suggested that we don't realize we have as many trying times as we have restful times in our lives. We tend to think we have more trying times. She says during trying times, we're afraid they will not end, and during restful times, we're afraid they will end too soon. But the fact of the matter is, there is a natural ebb and flow between our times of trial and our times of joy throughout our entire lives. In today's gospel reading, we get the picture of how to be present to love in all circumstances. Our gospel reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who is this then, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I don't know if you are in a stormy patch in your life right now, or if you have been in one recently, or if your storm is a distant memory, but I'm sure you can sense the tension of this situation. Imagine that Jesus and his disciples are exhausted from all the teaching, healing, and casting out of impure spirits they have been doing. Jesus says, "Let's leave the crowd behind and go to the other side." He's so exhausted, he is fast asleep as a windstorm so powerful it swamps the boat arises. Even in the midst of all Jesus and his disciples are doing to bring God's love into the world, there is no pass for good behavior. Storms come when storms come. The question is, what do we do? Storms test us. They are uncomfortable. They can be downright scary. We don't know how long they will last, but we have to endure to the end. But how will we endure? Will we crouch down in fear? Or will we cry out in helpless desperation like the disciples? Imagine being out on the water, far from land, when a sudden storm arises. It happens all the time. You can't just do nothing. You have to make every attempt to handle the boat the best you can to ride the waves out. That is what we have to do in life when a storm hits. We have to do everything we can to ride it out. Here in Mark's gospel, the remarkable thing is that God's only son, Jesus Christ, is in the boat with the disciples. They try everything before they wake him up. When it gets to be too much, they can't believe he isn't even awake. They say to him, "Do you not care? We're about to go down." Sometimes it can feel like that for us. We have tried everything, and God doesn't seem to be there to help. But wait a minute. As soon as they go to him, he calms the storm. There is peace. Everything becomes still. He says, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Maybe in the midst of our storms, we're afraid to seek God's help and wisdom because we're afraid of what we will be guided to do. Perhaps it's something we don't really want to do. Or maybe we're so caught up trying to save ourselves, we doubt God's almighty power to save us and bring us peace. The disciples are in awe of Jesus' strength to calm even the powerful seas. Look back over your life. The power of God's love is mighty to save. It saves us in all situations. They may not turn out the way we think we want them to, but they often, now not often, always turn out even better than we can imagine as we trust in God's love. We have to trust that Jesus is with us, even though it might seem like he doesn't care. Sometimes we have to endure the storm until we can truly open ourselves up to his powerful peace. Just know that his help will come and peace will come and we all will be well. The amazing thing is that the more storms we endure with Jesus, and storms are always a part of life, the stronger we become. And the peace that passes all understanding grows in us, and we become more and more free as we trust in his love. And we come to the place where we can face anything, trusting that peace will always come. Well, that's it for this week. Remember, you are welcome at St. Paul's. Check out our website for our weekly activities. And if you want to hear this message again, you can go to our website or to their Facebook page. Here's a song about trust from Laura Dangle to take us out. Tomorrow.